University's Center for Public Affairs Research found that 35% of adults who have not yet received a vaccine say they probably will not. 45% say they definitely will not. In consumer news, General Motors recalling some older Chevrolet Bolts for a second time to fix persistent battery problems that can set the electric car ablaze. The recall, covering about 69,000 Bolts worldwide from 2017, 2018, and part of the 2019 model year. Stocks are higher, the Dow up 244 points, and the NASDAQ 144 points higher. This is SRN News.
Well, when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so I was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Victory Land.
It's the Trucks and Bucks giveaway at Victory Land Casino. We're giving away a Chevy Silverado truck, a GMC Sierra truck, and $40,000. Drawings August 6th and 7th.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I think the biggest story this weekend will shift from the number of storms around to heat and humidity. Today, there will be some random, scattered, hit-or-miss showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening especially. Very humid today with a high temperature in the lower 90s. Saturday's high around 93. I think we'll be closer to the mid-90s on Sunday. Triple-digit heat indices over the weekend, 100 to 105. Scattered thunderstorms will cool down a few lucky towns here and there, and the big heat continues on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota knows a lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment that's reliable, durable, and versatile, like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors. See us for a demo today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Selma Police Captain Jonathan Cole says Kelvin Thomas and Kendall Thomas of Selma are behind bars this morning for robbing a gas station on Highway 80 East. He says the duo entered the store Sunday evening, pulled out a gun, demanded money, and then ran off with the cash. Cole says the brothers were arrested the next day. Thanks to traffic cameras, two murder suspects are behind bars. Dallas County District Attorney Michael Jackson says Cedric Toler Jr. and Emmanuel Hardley, both of Camden, are each charged in the shooting that killed disabled veteran Jacinta McCaskey and wounded her husband, Jamichael McCaskey Sr. And magnet school students now have the option to be bused to school. MPS's Department of Transportation has set up magnet school bus sites. The bus hubs are more cost-effective since the state does not fund transporting students from door to door. If interested, call MPS for more information. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The following is a paid program by Dan Morris Productions. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Unless you've been living under a rock, then you know that mortgage rates are low. But did you know that mortgage rates have fallen to their lowest level since 1971? That's 50 years ago. So there's no wonder why you are getting bombarded with mortgage offers. Churchill said it best, a good speech should be like a woman's skirt, long enough to cover the subject and short enough to create interest. That's exactly what other mortgage companies do. They advertise a rate, a teaser, if you will. The advertised rate piques your interest, so you give them a call. You ask questions, only to find the advertised rate is not available to you, or there's a hefty cost for you to get that rate. Unfortunately, this is very common in the mortgage industry. When calling on Alabama Home Mortgage, you don't have to hope you're getting the best rate. You will know you're getting the best rate at the lowest cost to you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, good afternoon. I jinxed it, Joey Clark. I said it wasn't raining when I came in. And as we sat here, the thunder rolled. Like my good old Garth Brooks song. 272-9228. If you want to get on a conversation with April Marie here. Joel wants to. Hiya, Joel.
Hey, April Marie. Joey, I knew I was abnormal anyway, but now the governor has told me along with 60-something percent of Alabamans are abnormal, that 30-something percent of Alabamians are normal now.
Yeah.
What is the vaccination rate in Alabama, like 33, 34%?
It's horrific.
So that means that 66% of us that aren't normal.
I'm just waiting for her to walk that back a little bit. Let me see if she's done any damage control this morning. I'm in.
I think she will. I really didn't mean that. It didn't come out the way I meant for it.
Well, she just, the insulting, here's the issue I have, Joel. The issue I have is that nobody has ever changed their mind upon being insulted. So saying that you're not using your common sense and you're not regular if you refuse to get the vaccination is not going to convince you to get it. It's not likely to convince you. No one woke up this morning and was like, well, Kay Ivey was mad I didn't get it, so I guess I'll just go on down to the doctor's office. No one did that.
Nope. Getting off of Kay, the only thing that scares me about...
Linda Blanchard or Katie Britt?
Katie Britt. Katie served as Senator Shelby's chief of staff for 4 years or 6 years or something. And it scares me. I agree Senator Shelby had brought a bunch of money to the state, but I also know back in the 80s there was a congressman from Chicago that was convicted, that they kept sending him back to Congress because he kept bringing money back to Chicago. I'm not saying that Senator Shelby has not done anything illegal. I think he's been a pretty good senator, but he's too liberal leaning toward me, and I'm afraid that Katie Britt will pretty well listen to her mentor. I hope if she gets it, she does it.
Well, and that's a very fair question. When we have her back on and she's taking questions, I welcome people to call her and ask her what's going to set her apart from Richard Shelby. And next time I have her on, I'll ask her that. What specifically has he done? No, I don't expect her to badmouth him, but she keeps saying that she's her own person, and maybe we need to get some examples out of her. I'm not afraid to do that, Joel, and we'll definitely work on that.
And if you will, put me in for the drawing.
All right.
11-1.
Which one, Joel?
Both of them.
You got
NCS and
Sweet Creek. You got
11-1.
All right.
Thank you,
love.
Bye.
Papa B. Hiya, Papa B.
Hey, April Marie and Joey. I am trying to hurry up so I won't get wet.
Rain.
Well, I tell you, I'm ready for it to dry out, but I'm also not too ready for the heat. So... It's like summertime in South Alabama here.
I do not like this rain. It really messes with me on my ride home. It gives me anxiety. And so I really need it to be over.
Yeah. You know, to me, Governor Ivey is basically being a mouthpiece for the Biden administration when she says stuff like this. And makes these policies. And April Marie, correct me if I'm wrong, but this also represents the soft underbelly of her political endeavors, where she can be well, where somebody else might be able to take advantage of these kinds of statements.
Well, and this is what we were talking about with Jeff Poore, is the fact that it's not about just having her on record saying these statements. It's having someone who has the either the money or the name existing name ID and the network to get these statements out to the voters. And if I were someone sitting on the sidelines going, but her popularity numbers are so high, I might want to reconsider it.
Yeah, the more she talks like this, I think the more exposed she is for a challenger. So I say keep on talking, Governor Ivey.
Agreed. I'm telling you. Absolutely agreed. You know, I just realized.
All right, guys.
Thank you. You know, I was going to say, I just realized the governor only has 3,300, basically 3,400 followers on Twitter. People don't even, she's not likable. Not likable. I have to tell you, Joey Clark, this has been a frustrating morning watching this roll in, watching all these new, all this, the reactions to this. You know what? I do find it somewhat of a refreshing thing that I share the same sentiment as most everybody I've heard in Alabama about this. There's no redeeming part of her saying this. And the fact of the matter is, it's almost like the woman we talked about yesterday over at that hospital in Birmingham, where it's not even so much that she said it, although that I find truly offensive, but the fact that she thinks it, that she believes it, that she's just smarter and better than.
Well, and I think actually, to your point, and to a point Jeff Poore made before he went off the air, number one, who is she talking to? Who was the electorate or the constituency that she was going for, April Marie?
You do that so well.
But here was my take, that in trying to shame people and blame the unvaccinated, it was almost like she had internalized a feeling of shame herself. It came across as insecure. And like, I feel ashamed for my state, and we should be blaming those people. Don't blame me and the responsible. So it didn't come across as strong at all, and kind of the worst of both worlds, that out of being shamed and like, don't blame me, I'm going to throw it on somebody else.
Well, and we cannot forget or mistake that a huge part of our opportunity was lost when the state fumbled the vaccine rollout to start with. There was a very high demand and a low supply. And we got beat by states like West Virginia, who brought in their National Guard earlier to start doing the shots. And it really was as if Kay Ivey was asleep at the wheel when the needs were out there. Now, would that have upped our numbers? I believe so. I believe that a lot of the hesitancy comes from people who heard the second shot's going to make you sick, or that a lot of more disinformation has come out since then. And so to me, she's not owning her part in this, in her all shucks, I've done everything I can, because the fact of the matter is she hasn't done everything she could have, and she missed critical time when she found herself flat-footed when the vaccine was made available. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about who is and who is not vaccinated in the state. I've got that number by age. How many doses have been administered? We're also going to move on to a couple other hot topics today. Senate panel votes to make women register for draft. I want to get your thoughts on that one, as well as a few other hot topics out there. Trump world, weighing VP candidates for 2024, and of course, Pence not on that list. You are listening to April Marie Fogel, and I'll be right back in a minute.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming, because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
Live local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, good afternoon. You are listening to your favorite substitute teacher, April Marie Fogle, filling in for the Dan Morris. Our latest update on Dan is that he is thoroughly enjoying some smoothies these days. Loving checking out the different flavors of that. He is able to get out and about in a limited amount. And we'll keep you guys posted, but do continue to keep him in your prayers. It is a tough road to recovery from the procedures that he had. Before we get to Faye's call, I wanted to tell you guys about my friends at Mortgage Corporation of the South. Well, first off, don't forget to get into their drawing when you call in. You want to call in. If it helps to remember up front, you can say up front, I want to get into the Mortgage Corporation of the South. That's a $75 gift card. Gives you an excuse to get up there at their to their office on the mountain and check them out for all of the amazing services they can do. They can be useful to everyone. If you've got ears and you're listening to this show, I guarantee you they can help you or a loved one with some money you can save, be it refinancing your current property, be it lowering the rates of a veteran's home loan, or getting the equity out of something you might own already, be an auto vehicle, a home, or a land equity loan. The way that works is if you've paid off your car, but now you're in a bind, you can get equity out of that car. Or maybe you've bought some property and you're not willing, really ready to sell it, but you've got equity. You bought it for $200, it's worth $400. That money is money in your pocket. Give John Williams and his staff a call and tell them that April Marie sent you. Their NMLS ID is 232876. They're an equal housing lender, and their number is 292. Oh my goodness. I'm blanking here. 272-9000. Nope. Joey, help me out here.
232876.
All right. I'm sorry about that. I don't have my notebook in front of me. It's a Friday afternoon over here. Faye, how's it going?
Okay, I've been sick ever since I had the shot, and I just wanted to let you know that.
When did you get your shot?
I don't know. It's been a few months. I've been like this for, I don't know, 2-3 months maybe. I already been to a heart doctor, a neurologist, I'm waiting over a month to get an appointment with a gastric doctor, and I have one the beginning of August. But I'm a bowler, and I used to bowl all the time, and I'm not bowling. I'm hardly going out anymore at all. I don't know what's going on, really. I mean, I'm not saying it's from the shot, but I'm not saying that it is not either.
Well, it's Faye, I would be interested to hear what your physicians find out if they find out that this is a reaction to the shots. Did you start having these symptoms immediately after you got your second shot?
I don't remember. I'm even having trouble remembering.
Oh, wow. Well, that is I will keep you in my prayers, and please do
that's
keep us.
Right.
Yep. Please do keep us informed.
And listen, how is Dan doing?
Dan is slowly but surely improving. No news is good news from our end in terms of how he's doing and how the recovery is going.
Last I heard, Faye, this morning he was watching some of the Olympics opening ceremony off and on. How he loves that, and was doing his other job, working on some stocks and stuff.
Hey, Joey, I bowl with your grandfather.
Oh, well. I'll tell him you called up,
I love him,
and
I know, and I do too. He's such a charm. he keeps on keeping on. He's better than the Energizer Bunny.
You got to watch out for those Polish gentlemen, Faye.
I understand.
Oh, goodness.
I don't think any of us are very good to pop anymore. We're not popping around too well.
Well, that's too
okay.
Funny.
It's been nice talking to both of you.
Thank you, Faye.
All right, Joey. Right. Thank you.
Great to hear from you. All right, we're going to move off of the COVID topic for just a minute, and we're going to talk about the fact that a Senate panel votes to make women register for the draft. This is just wild. The Senate Armed Services Committee has approved language in its annual defense policy bill that would require women to register for the draft. The National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, approved by the committee behind closed doors on Wednesday, which amends the Military Selective Service Act to require the registration of women for selective service. This is absolutely wild. I want to hear your thoughts on this. It says the United States has not instituted a draft since the Vietnam War, and Pentagon officials have repeatedly said they intend to keep the force all volunteer, but men ages 18 to 25 still have to register for what's officially known as the Selective Service System or face consequences such as losing access to federal financial aid for college. Congress has been debating this since 2016. No go. And again, it's just that old time part of me, but I feel like women, this goes back to women have a different role and set of responsibilities in life. And whether you like it or not, women tend to be those who primarily care for children. And I'm not saying that there isn't exceptions to that rule, but I don't want my daughter, I want her to have the option to sign up, and I understand that my young men would have to do the register for the draft, but I am adamantly opposed to my daughter doing it, and maybe that's just old-timey of me, but call in and give me your thoughts. 272-9228 is that number. 272-9228. I want to hear what you think, especially if you've served, or maybe you're just the parent or grandparent of a young lady or young man. Would you be supportive of adding young women to the draft? Because I say no. And it's not because I don't believe in their capacity to serve or their physical abilities or any of that such thing. But I do feel that that women who want to join the military can, and women who want to put their families first should. And that's just my old-timey thoughts. Lottie on the line. Hey, Lottie.
Hey.
I was just wondering, I had a thought, how much this is a result of the pushing of the transgender agenda on us. Because, you know, that could be a way for men to dodge the draft. Well, hey, I'm actually a woman, so I don't have to, you know, sign up for it. Or well, I can't go into the military because I'm a woman.
I wondered about that myself, but truth be told, if there's a man out there who wants to identify as a woman to get out of the draft, that... I feel like that's such a low probability, but on the other hand, I don't know that I want somebody with mental illness of that nature in there. We have such a, it's such a trying thing with this whole transgender movement, which gender dysphoria is truly just at such a small percentage of Americans. But you're right. I do wonder if this is something that that has been used or will be used in the future.
Or just, you know, the whole agenda of, you know, trying to make men and women equal. You know what I mean?
And here's where I am, is men and women, we should be equal when it comes to all rights and pay and all of that sort of thing, for equal responsibility and equal, if you're comparing apples to apples. But this is one of those situations in which gender roles to me still matter. And women, I'm not going to ever say women don't belong in the army or women don't belong on law enforcement, you know, a police squad or doing any other thing a woman wants to do, but we should not force women to do it. There are differences between a male brain and a female brain. There are differences between a male body and a female body. And females are not inherently weaker, but we are inherently designed to do other things. And so let women continue to choose.
I absolutely agree 100%.
Well, I appreciate that, Lottie. I don't know that we've ever spoken before, so thank you for calling in.
I don't think so. You're welcome.
All right.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Retired GI Jane, how's it going?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Good. What do you think about mandatory draft sign-up for women, selective service sign-up?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. They categorize us, you know, as females, and we have jobs as females, and we get paid equal, and it's a good opportunity. They...
Oh, we lost you, G.I. Jane. All right. Well, call back if you want to continue this conversation. Yeah, I understand that there are roles for women in the military, and I applaud any woman who wants to go in. As a matter of fact, I would, you know, I would be thrilled if my daughter wants to sign up for the military, because it takes a little bit of every type to be to protect our nation. It takes people of every skill set, and it takes different perspectives. But I would not be for requiring women to sign up for the draft. We are going to hit a quick break, and when we come back, more of this conversation. If you are on the line, hold tight. We will get to you right when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the conversation. Women being required for the draft. That's what you're talking about with April Marie Fogle.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, Alabama. This is your favorite president, Donald Trump. Few Republicans have as much courage and fight as Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks, a friend of mine. Mo is a great conservative Republican leader who fights for America first, no matter what obstacles the fake news media, rhinos, or socialist Democrats place in his path. and he knows how to fight. Mo Brooks is pro-life, loves our military and our vets, protects our Second Amendment, combats the Biden open border agenda, fights for voter integrity like few others. I'm President Trump, and MAGA Mo Brooks has my complete and total endorsement for U.S. Senate. MAGA Mo will never let you down. Vote for Mo Brooks.
This is Congressman Mo Brooks. Please join President Trump's fight for America at MoBrooks.com. That's MoBrooks.com. I approve this message paid for by the Mo Brooks for Senate Committee.
Remember how hot it was last summer? And there you were limping along with that old AC system, hoping and praying you'd make it to fall. Don't go through that again. This summer, be sure to stay cool and comfy with a reliable, efficient Bryan HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no-interest financing on any Bryan product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Bryan dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any summer plumbing problems you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines. Plumbing, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all, whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old AC system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Bryan. Whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbors' yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
Let Kickback Ranch and Event Center be your staycation location. Located 15 miles south of Montgomery on 331, we offer five lakes for fishing, boating, canoeing, swimming, or just laying out on Cowboy Beach and soaking up the rays. Stay in one of our many rooms or bring your RV and stay at the Kickback Ranch RV Park. Maybe you're a business owner or someone looking for a meeting or a team-building venue. We offer seven venues, so you can contact us today and make a reservation. Call us at 286-4140. That's 286-4140. Or check us out at kickbackranch.com.
Research shows people remember radio ads that remind them of the past. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's an ad that'll really take you back.
Back in my day, I heard a voice from the radio say, Liberty Mutual customizes my home insurance so I only pay for what I need. I'm getting on in years now, but heavens to Betsy, there are some things an old fella like me just never forgets.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of The Herb Shop, where the word expert means knowledge and knowledge means The Herb Shop. Let the experts at The Herb Shop help you feel better today. Check them out on the web at HerbShopAL.com. The Herb Shop, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I think the biggest story this weekend will shift from the number of storms around to heat and humidity. Today, there will be some random, scattered, hit-or-miss showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening especially. Very humid today with a high temperature in the lower 90s. Saturday's high around 93. I think we'll be closer to the mid-90s on Sunday. Triple-digit heat indices over the weekend, 100 to 105. Scattered thunderstorms will cool down a few lucky towns here and there, and the big heat continues on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is the fastest growing used car dealer in the River Region, and we want your trade-in. Check out our inventory online at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Happy rainy Friday to you. You are listening to April Marie Fogle here. Joey Clark, keeping me out of trouble.
Hello.
We have Randy from Snowden on the line. The topic of the moment is the idea that U.S. Senate panel voted to make women register for the draft. I'm a no-go on this. What do you think, Randy?
Well, let me make sure I understand what this conversation is about. By the way, good afternoon to you, April Marie Ann, Joe, and my buddy.
Hello.
So what you're actually saying here that you do not agree on, April Marie, is that women to have equal occupational promotions, equal pay to men, equal right, gender rights, of all equality, everything until it comes to fighting or being the man thing. So what you're basically, it sounds to me like it's double standard.
What I'm saying is that a woman is perfectly capable of, say, hosting a radio show. Me having my own show, Joey having his own show. Nobody should discriminate against a woman for jobs. But there are some jobs out there that a woman should be able to decide whether or not she's going to do based on what's going on in her life. And whether we like it or not, women are still the primary caregivers for children. And I know that is that's sexist for liberal women, but it's still the reality in the world we live in. And so, no, I don't think women should automatically go to war. And I think if a man is the caregiver for his child and he is called up to war, that should, and there's no woman around, that should be a way for him to stay home with his family. But by and large, I believe women can and should make the choice to go into armed services, but they should not be forced to.
Well, that's a good remark to make, because I actually was a single dad that raised my youngest kid from birth by myself, so without a mother. And I do understand what you said, and that makes a lot of sense. If a man could stay home along with the woman, you know, if he wanted to, if he was the only child giver. And the child giving part, as you mentioned, makes me think a little, you know, different about what the equalization. But, you know, not exactly for you, but a lot of women out there think that, you know, that they're just as capable from strength to their minds, to everything about them, they're capable enough of being equal to a man. And it's just something that's just not true at. But I just wanted to see exactly where we were coming from here. But with your last statement, it makes more sense.
All right. Well, thanks, Randy. Thanks for calling.
I want to get on Sweet Creek.
Ah, we like that. What's your month and day?
10/15.
All right. You got it.
See ya.
Speaking of Sweet Creek, instead of coming in, Reed Ingram is taking a rain check, a literal rain check, on coming in, but he will be calling in to talk to us a little later. So we'll do our drawing when we have him on the line. Eric the dog, how's it going?
Hola.
Hola.
All right, April Marie. Women are equal to men. And just like you said, that last gentleman said, sometimes men are the primary caregiver. I say all women should sign up, and then on a case-by-case basis, they'll get looked at.
No go.
Yes, go.
No go.
You can't have it both ways. Either... You can't. If we're going to be honest, right, we're going to call balls and strikes, right? If men are equal and capable, just like women are equal and capable, then the rule applies to everybody.
Well, here's the thing, Eric the dog, okay? If I am a 5'3" woman that didn't weigh over 105 pounds until I had my third baby, okay? The government cannot decide I am ready to go fight in a war. If I decided that and I trained and I wanted to do whatever, then that would be different. But the fact of the matter is, my body is and will always be smaller and likely weaker than that of a man. And yes, there are liberals who hate to hear women say that. Oh, no, women are not weaker. I am physically weaker than the vast majority of men my age. And it's just the truth of the matter. And so females are equal in our intelligence. We are equal in our capabilities. But women should have the choice to sign up for armed services. And if they can and they want to, they should be given the equal chance to succeed in the military. But we have seen time and time again that standards have to be lower for women. Women's lungs aren't as big. Our strides aren't as long. Our bones aren't as big. There are physical differences between men and women, and there are biological and other differences, emotional differences for that matter, between men and women. And I know that lefties don't want to hear this, but I'll tell you, I am a strong woman. I am a strong, capable woman. But I know that there are men who are stronger than me, and I know that I am not capable of serving in the military.
You are correct. But as a whole, in your demographic, for your size and all that, there are women. This is what I'm saying. You, specifically, probably not a good choice.
Probably not a good choice.
You know, but I know women. I'm 6'1", 260. I have seen some women that can kick my posterior up over my shoulders.
Well, Eric the Dog, those women should have the opportunity to sign up for the armed forces if they are so inclined. But I am not for automatically signing women up for the military. I'm not going to do it. I don't believe in it. I don't believe that our nation is best suited by an automatic selection of women. And there are, of course, going to be men who are disqualified for whatever their reasons are. They're hopefully not flat feet reasons or goofy reasons, but actual reasons. And that's a different story. But in terms of just automatically requiring women, no go.
All right, one more thing.
Yes,
hey, Ivy.
Yes, love.
All right, so I don't care what she said because whatever. She's just a placeholder to me. And if somebody will go after her position, I'll support them in a primary. But if it's her against some Democrat in the general, I'm going to vote for her. At least she's a Republican in name, if only. But the other thing is, we can't run. Her support should be to give power back to the individuals or back down to the local mandate, and then we should have, she ought to make laws that the local government can't constrain the individual, right? And not make policies statewide. And I mean, it's great if you're Ron DeSantis and you say, hey, you can't mandate this mask, that goes our way. But if she says, hey, everybody has to wear a mask, we'll be upset with that one. So she should protect the individual's rights, in my opinion.
Yes. I believe she should protect the individual's rights. All right, Eric. Good to hear from you.
Adios.
Let's see. What is our time here? We got time before the next one? All right. We're going to get Anonymous. Hey there, Anonymous.
Hey. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a little schizophrenic with this whole women in the military thing. On the one hand, I don't agree that men and women are equal, because equal says they're the same and they're not. I believe that they're equivalent. But as such, to force women into the military, I think is wrong. Now, if a woman wants to be in the military and she can ask, then... But see, I think they should... Just a second. I'm in traffic here and someone's about to run me over. Okay. If they're able to... The standard should be the same. I don't think there should be men and women standards for the military. There should be one standard, and if the women can make it, then they can go in. If they can't make it, it's just like the guys who can't make it. You know, it's too bad, too sad. And then I think that would solve the problem. And then I also don't believe that we should have men and women in together. I think if you have women, they should have their own squadron or battalion or however they're broken up there. Because I think when you mix them, that just causes too much chaos in an already chaotic situation.
Interesting. Okay, I'm going to disagree with you on most of those points, but I appreciate you calling. Tell us.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Anonymous. All right, we're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, we've got a barrel of men on the lines. That's what we've got. We've got Tom, Duke, John, Sam. You guys all hold tight. Be right back. You are listening to April Marie Fogel.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrena dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrena products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
Hey, River Region, Tommy from ProLink Security here. Have you heard about this month's special? From now to the end of July, get four cameras installed in your home or business for only $699. No contract, no monthly fee. Call today, 334-285-5833. Again, 334-285-5833, or visit us online at ProLinkSEC.com. That's ProLinkSEC.com, or follow us on Facebook.
AESBL license number 475.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, good afternoon. You are listening to April Marie Fogle with a full line of listeners. John on the line, we are talking women being drafted.
How you doing, April Marie?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Look, we've got a military that, fortunately, right now, we've got enough men and women in there to serve a position. And women do serve positions in the military currently. So, you know, the majority of those are served as support personnel. So if it came down to a draft, and we need to draft men and women for that matter, there's nothing says that the women would automatically go into combat positions if they went into support personnel. That would free up more men to go into the combat position. So, you know, what you're in a sense saying is, I'm good enough to live here in the United States, but if it came down to my country needing me, I'm not willing to put forth what it takes to keep this country where we are. That's what it sounds like you're saying to me. And again, nobody said those women have to go to combat positions. They could go to support personnel.
All right. Agree that mothers should be exempt?
Mothers should have to go? If you look, I know several military families who've been split up because both people were in the military. Husband and wife got split up. Kids went in one direction, usually with the mom, I'll give you that. But both of them went in separate directions. The family was split up. So, you know, and I do know some single moms who were in the military voluntarily, who had to go and serve during the last couple of conflicts we've had, and they've had to leave their children behind. Was it hard? Yeah, it was real hard on them. But they left and they did their duty.
Well, I appreciate women who do that. I believe that one of the biggest problems we have in as a society is parents being away from their children too much. And I think that women have such a profound impact on households, on healthy households. That's not to say men don't too, but women and the nurturing nature of women have a tendency to really shape the individuals. And so I'm going to disagree, and I'm going to say I do not believe women should be forced to leave and be separated from their families.
Okay, so you're not willing to do what it takes to support this country.
Well, I didn't sign up for the military, so I guess the answer to that is no, I'm not willing to go serve. But I love our soldiers, but I personally made the choice for myself and my children and my family not to sign up for the military.
Right. But I love. Have a blessed day.
All right. Thanks, John. And that's not to say I don't love my country or I'm not willing to make sacrifices for my country, because I am. But what my children needs, what my family needs, is me home. And yes, there are women soldiers who have children, and God bless them. Yes, there are families that have been split apart, husbands and wives, and I understand that. But I believe that is a choice that families and individuals should be able to make. And I believe that women should not be a part of the Selective Service. Duke on the line. Hiya, Duke.
Miss April?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good.
I'm sitting here listening to you now. What happened to the women want equal rights to everything?
Well, there are women who want equal rights, and I'm all for equal rights where it matters in terms of equal pay.
You can't pick and choose. You can't pick and choose now. Equal rights mean equal rights for everything, because I've talked to some women that they were gay women. They were gay women, and these women hurt my feelings because they just straight up told me they should walk around with their shirt off like a man and do this and that, and they can outwork in a man and all the above. So, you know, I set my butt down because they hurt my feelings. Okay?
Any woman who says she is the same as a man is lying to you. There are fundamental
these women
differences.
I grew up with some women now that, you know, I hear some guys tell people sometimes to my, a man shouldn't hit a woman for no reason. I grew up with some women that whooped your butt if you don't fight back. Now, and I had one to whip me, actually. This girl scratched me, my face up so bad, but I got a few leaks in on her because I had to get off of me some kind of way.
Well, do you think women should be added to the draft?
Yes. They will complain and say that, you know, y'all not allowing us to do what we want to do. We can do anything a man can do. I've been told that, and these women were very aggressive when they told me straight up that they can do anything a man can do.
Well, how about
so
this?
Let them do it.
How about the women? And we have that already. How about the women who say, I can be as successful as a man in the armed services, join the armed services. But I would not be very successful in the armed services, and I am a much better mother.
You got some small guys out there that ain't big enough to really be in there, you know, either. But they put them in there, don't they?
All right, Duke. I appreciate you calling. Oh, I got people fired up today. It was bound to happen at some point.
Well, and Duke, I'll just say that a lot of those women say we're equal, I can do the same thing as a man. That's what people say. But the actual rule is that men and women are equal except where it's convenient to women.
Look at Joey over here making points. Sam's on the line. Hiya, Sam.
Hey, Marie, thank you very much for taking my call. First, before I forget, can I get on the Mortgage Corporation of the South drawing, please?
You may, in fact, get in on that.
All right. 3-5. What can I say? This conversation, April, you're not being cynical enough. Listen, you know, the bunch that's in charge right now, they're rotten. No lies, low enough, bad enough, strong. So think of what they're asking for. They want to generate a list of males and females now, of everyone between the ages of 18, and I think the cutoff date is somewhere in the early 30s for getting in basic. And you know, they call it selective service. Well, what if they select everyone, bring in everyone in that age group at one time? They can get a DNA, you know, they take a drop of blood from you, so they get you in the DNA log. And then everybody gets a shot. They, you know, military, they don't give you a vaccine, that's the way you need to think. Just think terrible. This is the age where anything's rotten, and I think that's what's up. But as far as women being drafted, it's tough. I'm still I did my 22 years and 2 years and but the point of it is, I'm still rather conservative about that. But I remember in the people that did volunteer in the reserves in the early 2000s, military knew the war was coming, that people were going to be cycled out on 12 and 18 month rotations, and the reserves had a lot of parents, and they started having extremely long weekends, not just 2-day weekends, 5-day, 6-day weekends. I mean, long periods where you would have to show up, and they started stressing people and trying to get the point across that families were going to be broke up for extended periods of time, and people had to make hard choices, and it was a mess. But like I said, all of those that were in that position had volunteered. But a lot of facets. This is one of those things. It's not simple, cut or dry. But yeah.
Well, and it goes back. Now that you're saying, everybody signs up, then they take everybody and they make them all come in and get all these shots. My brain hadn't even gone there. But I would not put it past this administration or another one that's worse than them.
Well, you just look back at what happened during the Vietnam era when there was a draft. You had the initial bring you in and give you an examination and whatnot. And I just, you know, I'm kind of joking about it, but still, there's nothing too dirty for this crowd that's in control right now. And I know it sounds like something you'd hear on another show, but I just thought I'd throw that out there for thought.
All right.
It sounds like somebody's trying to generate a list and get everybody on it.
There you go.
Enjoy your show, hon.
Well, thanks for calling, Sam.
Yes.
This is a fun topic, Joey. I'm really enjoying everybody's differing opinions.
And you're telling me with your 5.2 frame, you couldn't operate a video game controller to go shoot drones down with a drone?
I don't have the emotional capacity to kill even a bad guy. That's far away. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but if for self-defense of myself or my family, I would kill a bad guy.
What if we just needed your brain power to, you know, harvest and run the hive mind that autonomously fights the war?
I'm looking at you. God gave us all gifts. And part of being a successful human being, in my opinion, is recognizing your gifts, your strengths, and your weaknesses.
Sure.
And I was not emotionally equipped with what it takes to go to war. And that's not to say women aren't emotionally equipped. I, April Marie Fogle, am not emotionally equipped to go to war. But you know what I am emotionally equipped for? Raising 3 children. And if those children make the choice to go to the Army, I'm teaching them to respect the service, all 3 of them. If that's their choice, that's for them to do. And I do look at my sons and my daughter differently. I look at them and I see an inherent difference in their genders. The boys roughhouse. The boys automatically, I didn't even have to give them a gun before they started using objects as guns. There is a inherent difference between genders, and I feel like that should be recognized. And there's a lot of liberals who hate that about me because they think, oh, you should be a feminist, a single mother by choice, a single mother in general, someone who's taken charge of your career. You've got feminist written all over you. Hmm. Until they hear me espouse things like this, women inherently tend to be better in the home.
Well, then people should be equally free to make that choice.
Agreed. All right, Tom on the line. Tom, we've got just a couple minutes. We'll come to you.
Hi, April, Marie, and Joey. I hope you're having a great day. I just have a comment and question. You know, the Israeli Defense Forces, I've always heard, I never researched it, that all men and women, when they reach the age of 18, automatically are forced to serve in the military. Do you know about that?
Say that again?
In the Israeli...
Oh, yeah, they do. They are. The book I'm reading, there's a woman who talks about that.
But I was just wondering, you know, what kind of parameters do they have, you know? Like, who is not taken because of, physical incapabilities or... You know, if they have a criminal record, you know, they still have to serve. I've never researched it.
Well, that is a very good question, and I will look into that and see if I can find out for you. You guys know how much I love these research assignments. They're actually one of the highlights of my day when y'all call me and I get to research something and learn something. So I will find out for you, Tom, and we will get that answer to you.
Okay, and could I get into the drawing, please?
Yes, sir, you may. What's that month and day?
6/22.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, love. We are headed into our final hour of this Friday afternoon show. You are listening to April Marie Fogle. Hopefully, fingers crossed, all things go well. We're going to have 2 guests during this hour, but we'll see how it goes. It's a wild Friday. I'm just going with the flow here. Back in just a minute.